Iraq's President Saddam Hussein is preparing his country for war. He continues to deny Iraq has any banned weapons and says he's prepared to resolve any outstanding disarmament issues, but he says he'll take the battle to wherever there is sky, land, or water in the event of an attack. NPR's Ann Garrels reports from Baghdad, where there's been an increase in tension over the past 24 hours.
The communications beacon known as Saddam Tower rises a full 600 feet over this city. At the base, a larger-than-life bronze statue of Saddam Hussein stands in triumph over the disembodied heads of George Bush the Elder and Margaret Thatcher, who lie vanquished at his feet. They took the tower down, but Saddam put it back better than ever. Rebuilt to twice its original height after it was toppled in the 91 Persian Gulf War, the tower would seem to be a prime target once again. The view from the Skydeck restaurant is something to behold, if only for posterity. It's a view whose days appear numbered. In the shadows of the tower, Iraqis mob pharmacies for medicines and wait in line for as long as 5 hours for gasoline. In one of Baghdad's poorer neighborhoods, the Mukhtar, the community leader approved by the Ba'ath Party, arrives home from one meeting armed with a Kalashnikov and is about to race off to another. On cue, his children spout the well-worn refrain, "Bush, Bush, listen well, we all love Saddam Hussein." A former soldier, 59-year-old Abdul Menon al-Droubi, displays his cache of ammunition. He says the party has armed all trusted men in the neighborhood. He says Iraqis will pin the Americans down if they try to enter the city. Residents in this neighborhood have been discouraged from leaving. The government wants them to fight, and if not to fight, to remain under strict control. And Iraq has placed more members of the security service in regular army units to discourage defectors and urge soldiers to fight. A whole new set of so-called minders has been assigned to journalists. Iraqi authorities are concerned there are spies within the press corps. Journalists trying to leave Baghdad today were not permitted to remove any equipment from the country. The reasons are unclear. The few diplomats still here are poised to leave at any minute. They say if attacked, Iraq would try to slow advancing U.S.-led forces and have the Ba'ath Party and its militias lead street-to-street fighting in Baghdad in the hope that a long, costly war would force Washington to negotiate. Last night, Saddam had his nightly meeting on television with military officers, this time with pilots. One promised to carry out the martyr's mission as ordered by Saddam. On the eve of an expected war, religious sentiment overshadows the secularism that once defined the Ba'athists in Iraq. Increasingly, Saddam's government has turned to Islam in its search for legitimacy. Leading imams have called for jihad, saying the duty of Muslims is to threaten American interests. This follows an edict from Iraq's top Muslim scholars that anyone who provides help to U.S. and British forces would be condemned to hell. This has made some among the Christian minority worry they could be considered among the infidels. But at the Catholic Church of the Virgin Mary, Christians and Muslims come to pray together. 25-year-old Sahar, in stylish Western clothing, lit a candle alongside her Muslim friend Esil, who was covered by a shawl. Together, they prayed to the Virgin. There was no talk of victory. There was no mention of Saddam Hussein, just of peace. This Christian and this Muslim say they live together and will stay together in the event of war. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.